This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm so in love with you.
I almost feel bad interrupting such wonderful music, but it is my job, and I must. Pastor Matt is standing by. It's been a couple of weeks, my friend. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Brian. How are you doing, man?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been doing a little bit of traveling, been going here and there, and I'm glad to be home and jumping back into it and school, and things are going good.
All right. Where did you travel to?
For my wife's birthday, us and a few friends went out to Vegas just for a couple of days, and then I went over to London. I was over in London, supposed to speak over there, but there was a little bit of a situation, and so ended up not being able to speak and having to come back home and get a COVID test, but thank God I'm negative, and so all is well. It was a great, very, very fun trip, but didn't go exactly how things were planned.
Well, you know, that's life, right?
It is.
But it's good to get away, and it's also good to travel. I love globetrotting. All right. Tell me what's happening at GT Church this weekend.
Well, this weekend, Brian, I'm just going to really try to remind people. I was gone last Sunday, so back at it this Sunday, and just really talk about how important it is, Brian, to joy and laughter. You know, there's several scriptures in the Bible that talk about the joy of the Lord is our strength, and that laughter does the body good like medicine. And so, you know, just when's the last time you lost your mind laughing and enjoying life? There's so much uncertainty, so much bad news, so many things that don't go the way we planned, and the cancel culture and everybody, you know, everything just, laughter is so very important, and it can literally be medicine for your body. I was reading a report about two-thirds of the people who are on antidepressant medicine still report little to no relief from their symptoms, but how good laughter is, and involving yourself in things that bring you joy can really be medicinal. And so laugh, enjoy life. We have things that we can be thankful for sure.
You know, is there a stigma still in some strains of Christianity, you know, this sort of pious, like everything's got to be so serious? I mean, you know, we sort of see the imagery in your head if you think about it, right, of sort of this modest sort of we don't want to express ourselves in any way. I mean, is there still some of that holding on in Christianity?
Brian, you know, unfortunately, there are a small, you know, a little bit that kind of that idea of, you know, well, we've got a mission to accomplish, and that's the problem with this world is nobody takes anything seriously. And thank God, God that there's not a ton of that though. Brian, it is good news. I mean, at the end of the day, I want to remind people that Jesus came and He said, I come with really, really good news. And we've got to remember that, Brian, that my goodness, there are still really good things happening and things that should be celebrated.
Absolutely. And it may be a bit self-indulgent, and I don't know if that's a sin or not. You know, you guys are the experts, but sometimes a little self-indulgence is necessary to cut through all of the noise. And I think particularly in this election year with this pandemic, I mean, you add all of the factors in that are fighting against just sort of being happy or having a nice belly laugh, and the obstacles add up pretty quickly. Why not just break through that and have some fun?
Absolutely. I was sharing with my staff in staff meeting this week. I have heard since the time I was able to vote, Brian, this is the election of our generation. And oh my gosh, if it doesn't go this way or that way, everything in your life is going to change. Oh, this is the one. This is the one of our generation. And it's like, it is very, very important to vote. But it is very, very important to remember to take some time out in our days, in our weeks, to do things that you enjoy, to be around people that you enjoy. Brian, joy matters. And so laughter does good like medicine. Find some things to laugh about and enjoy this journey that we're all on.
Pastor Matt, welcome back. What time Sunday?
9:30 Sunday. We are doing all the social distancing stuff. You got to check in. You got to wear a mask. And but we get there, Brian, and we have a good time. So come on out to the campus or enjoy it from the comfort and safety of your home.
All right. That's gtchurch.com. Pastor Matt Samuels. I love that. You know, I told you I was watching the Ewan McGregor thing, and he has this bend over laugh thing, and it makes me happy. His happiness makes me happy.
Contagious.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.